Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We are 1 week now, almost, post-Hurricane Sandy.
Is it a coincidence that Hurricane Sandy was named Sandy?
There are no coincidences
exactly.
In this world, right?
You know, our areas have been devastated. And before we move on, I just want to give a thanks to all of the emergency response personnel, police, doctors, EMTs, volunteer paid, nurses, CERT team, ERT team, whatever you're involved in. And you volunteers, I want to thank everybody for their service and their bravery, male and female, young and old, for everything they've been doing in the state of New Jersey, because we have been ravaged. And
absolutely.
There but for the grace of God that you and I are sitting in the studio today.
Yes, very true.
And we're going to share some stories as we move on today, but I just wanted to thank everybody, and everybody, you should thank them. You know, you see somebody out there working, these linemen, offer them a cup of coffee or a bottle of water or something, because I know everybody's going to say, oh, they're making big bucks or whatever, but...
Yeah, well, they don't have to be here, are they?
They don't have to be here, and it's a big state, and there's a lot of work to be done. So, again, just extend a little thanks to them, because this is the times when they're really earning their pay.
You bet.
So I made it out pretty good. I was overprepared, if there's a better term that you can use. I had more than I needed, but there was issues of conserving some of my stuff, and I'm going to talk about that as we proceed with the show.
Yeah, it's always the prepared who are going to be overcome by the unprepared.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. But, you know, a real quick one, New York was hit with like 3 feet of water. I don't understand how didn't it get over Bloomberg's head. Was he wearing stilts?
He had lifts on that day. They were carrying him around, you know, in one of those things with the poles on it, where he's got his minions carrying him.
Like had Cleopatra.
His little yellow rain slicker on. It was good going, no, go home. We need no help.
He looked like a miniature Gorton's fish man.
Yes, he did.
You know, you want to talk about numbnuts. On Sunday morning, we were running classes at our Cedar Grove location, and I took a ride to the Belleville facility, and I shot up to North Arlington to Jack's Food Town. He's a friend of mine. And I went in, and I said, let me just see if I need anything, you know, just to walk through and see what was missing from the shelves. And I went in, and he had bottled water as soon as you walked in. So I put, like, 15 cases of bottled water in my car. This is on top of
what you got.
Know,
yeah.
At home I have already, but what the hell? We'll use it anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
And I went in to get a few things, and as I'm in line, there's people commenting about how much water I have. And the cashier.
You too. That happened to you too.
Yep. And the cashier says to me, oh, what are you preparing for a disaster? And I said, yeah, pretty much so.
Got a TV?
And all the people in line chuckled. They thought I was dumb because I was buying 15 extra cases of water. And maybe this storm will teach people about preparedness and self-reliance, because it's not fun out there right now. There's gas lines everywhere. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think overall Christie's been doing a great job, Governor Krispy Kreme.
I do too. Yeah.
But I will tell you something. Someone needs to coordinate the gas crisis, okay? They need to coordinate the gas crisis.
Well, they moved it to the Jimmy Carter days now with the odd and even in North
Sandy,
Jersey, right?
It needs a more refined coordination.
Yeah, it's just how coming up here. It was amazing.
How much manpower is being wasted with police officers doing traffic patrols?
Yes, exactly. Having to really stand guard over the people pumping gas.
There's been knifings, shootings, and beatings, and thefts. We had a landscaper say he filled 2 cans from the back of his truck. He put them in his truck. He went and got 2 more cans. Right in front of the police officer, somebody was stealing the 2 full gas
cans. Are you serious?
Honest to God. He yelled for the cop. The cop came over. They called a SWAT car. They locked the guy up.
Wow.
Which
right in front of them.
Right in front of them. Well, that's how desperate people are. People don't understand this. When you're not
but
prepared,
but they laugh
you're
at us when we
because
were.
Because I bought 15 cases
absolutely.
Of water.
Same thing happened to me in Costco, too. I had a woman literally walk up to me and say, what are you preparing for, Armageddon? I said, no, Armageddon I got covered. I'm just preparing on top of that so I can sell my stuff to you.
you know, I was very fortunate that my generator ran for 36 hours, and then I didn't need any more power. Yeah, came back fortunate. On for me. Very, very fortunate.
We still don't even have water.
I lost all my trees during Irene last year, so I didn't lose any trees this year. But here's a perfect example about the prepared being, you know, how we have to conserve our resources. My next door neighbor comes over and says, "Oh, stupid me! I forgot to fill my cars up with gas before the storm. Can I borrow 5 gallons of gasoline from you for my van?" I'm like, "No." At the time, I was still running on generator power, and I don't know when the power could be off for 3 weeks.
Right.
And you should have saw the look on his face. He's like, "Oh, okay, that's okay then." And I'm thinking, "Yeah, that's okay then. Yeah. I didn't give you permission to give me permission. I'm telling you, you're not getting any effing gas."
Yeah, right.
Okay, because you're a jackass, and you didn't
and
supply
didn't prepare.
Your
own, you know, right. You didn't think to go fill your truck up?
No. And then he drives his truck. He drives his van for a living.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not only his livelihood, it's not only his life, it's his livelihood.
Correct. And then I had another neighbor ask me if I was going to leave that thing running all night again. And I said...
Meaning the generator?
Yeah. I said, "Yes, I am."
You should have taken a muffler
off. I have a sump pump, and I have electricity, and I have heat in my house, and my fridge and freezer's running.
And we're toasty warm, and you're not.
My hair curler was hooked up, and, you know... And my
that doesn't
milk,
get
my,
much work, does it?
My milkshake machine. I can't go without power.
Can't go without frozen dessert.
Exactly.
So, not in a hurricane.
So, you know, tough shit, people. If you don't want to hear my generator, too bad.
Right.
Okay?
Move.
Now, that's another thing. We were going to have one of our cops in here from the SWAT team, the civilian emergency response team.
Yeah.
They're all forced overtime in gas stations. There's massive looting going on, generator thefts. We're going to get into that when we come back. I hope you're all safe out there, all of our listeners.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! And make sure it's the genuine lipstick bodyguard, the one and only, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work if you need it.
Yeah, if it says slipstick bodyguard, there may be a problem.
Or okay. Written in that squiggly upside down language.
You know, I asked Jack Shakur, who owns the food town that I went to, I said, what ran out first during this catastrophe? Mm. He said ice, bottled water, bread, batteries, not candles, believe it or not.
Really?
Not candles. And why do you think, Sandy? Because people don't think that far ahead?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they think it's only going to be, or they need a flashlight. And what kind of batteries? D-cell batteries?
D-cell. Yeah. They ran out of D-cell batteries. And he actually sold out of all the cheap type board games that are sold in the, like, you know, the toy aisle.
And people with kids.
Remember we talked about that last year, and Irene, one of our listeners wrote in, thank you for writing that in, that don't forget about stuff for boredom for the kids. It's interesting. We're going to talk about it later when I talk about Get Out Safe New Jersey about games too. But so that's what Jack told me. That's, these are some of the things that went in. Now, on a lighter note, I got a little pissed off because in Hudson County, the night of the storm, Jersey City was getting flooded. These dummies, they actually took all the prisoners out of the first floor of the Hudson County Jail because it was flooding and they were afraid they were all going to drown.
That's too
now,
bad.
I would have put more in the first floor. I would have moved
everybody
the
from
the
second,
third.
Down.
I would have moved everybody into the first floor.
Everybody goes to the first tier.
Could you imagine we're in a major catastrophe and they're worrying about moving the shitbags out of the prison
because
they
rapists.
Might drown? Tough shit. Survival of the fittest.
Absolutely. Saved the taxpayer a whole lot of money by doing that.
I mean, and what about, did you hear what Bloomberg said about the looters? This
That's
was in this was in the Weekly World Press.
It's frightening.
Bloomberg said any looters that are caught are going to be put in internment camps.
That's great. Let's revive the internment camps. And you think it can't happen.
He said they're going to put him in internment camps.
That's incredible.
You know, this was the guy that was going to go on with the New York City Marathon and then under pressure called it off, and he's pissed off. He's not even using the generators.
No, they're in Central Park.
They're in Central Park still because he's being spiteful.
Yes. Well,
okay.
Bloomberg spiteful?
Yeah, he's being spiteful. I do not think there should have been a Giants game this week, and I think that there should be more done with the Office of Emergency Management with the gas distribution in the state.
Well, he turned away National Guard. Right,
he turned away the National Guard. Listen to this: the National Guard were deployed to New York to help out with the gas distribution and food and everything else, traffic control. Bloomberg turned them down because he stated, this is quote, "I do not want any more guns in this city. The only people allowed to have guns in this city are the New York City Police Department." Okay?
God.
He turned down the National Guard.
You're talking
jackass.
About, this is what a hop. This is what hoplophobia does to you, right?
Oh, this is hoplophobia, man. This is hoplophobia like you can't believe. So, could you... Anyway, he is that.
It's unbelievable.
And he's insulated from it. See, this is the problem, because he doesn't feel the gas shortages.
Right, of course he's not. He has his own private helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. He's not living in a cold apartment or house right now with no electricity and no heat. He could give a shit, okay? Because he's 40 steps above everybody else with his $20 billion and his lifts in his shoes.
Well, you know, I was talking to a cop who is in Weehawken. He's on the job in Weehawken, which... for listeners outside of the state and in the South, is where the Holland Tunnel goes to Lower Manhattan.
Correct.
And he literally watched the Hudson River breach and flow over the banks into the tunnel. He said it was like something that was surreal, like he was watching some sort of a movie, a horror film. And then they came out and said that they estimate about 4 million rats in the city of New York subway system were drowned by the by the
They're
flood.
They're good eating too.
They probably are. Yeah. Yeah. They could you are. Imagine a poor bastard who's got to come in with his sack and the stick?
Is that
2 week
patrol?
Old rat? Yeah,
rat
must
pickup
be.
Here.
Rat pickup.
Rat pickup.
Man. 4 million rat carcasses. Or
speaking,
is it carcass?
You know, speaking of rat carcasses,
yes.
It seems that the other midget, Che Menendez.
Oh, this is priceless.
Che Menendez went
this
on a
is
trip.
Priceless, yes.
He went on a trip funded by taxpayers to the Dominican Republic because there's a lot of trade and shit going
of
on.
Of course,
there
is.
And
between New Jersey and the Dominican Republic, yeah.
He paid. This is like the Secret Service. He paid for sex with two prostitutes. Who wanted $500 each, and he literally shortchanged them in many ways. And he only paid them $100 apiece and shortchanged them also other ways.
That's great.
And they went to the press.
Did
and,
they really?
Yeah. There's
well,
this
they
whole
were upset.
Thing.
They
want to. They want their money. They want to give them back the 2 inches, and they want their other $400 each.
Now, what did that cost us as taxpayers?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, listen, I have nothing. There's nothing against adult paying for sex somewhere where it's
right.
legal or something. But
who cares?
But dude, you're on the taxpayer rolls. You're milking us for millions of dollars a year. Pay the $500
right.
a person.
I said, crack your wallet open, Che. You're now a millionaire. there since you've been in Congress that long.
So, you know, even...
And you know he's getting reelected. This is Jersey.
Oh, yeah. So even communist Cuban midgets need loving, too. Okay?
That's very good. I like that.
How about this, Sandy? How about Asbury Park trying to ban guns in Asbury Park and collect guns?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
How about that? This was in New Jersey under the opinion section, but the people were saying we should get the guns out of Asbury. What about getting the shitbags out of
Asbury
Park
instead?
Yeah. Right away, here we go. Demonize the tool. Get the gun out. Get the gun out. Bullshit. Get the criminal out.
Right.
The guns are there. The law-abiding citizens are registered guns. This is just like New Orleans, like Katrina.
It's exactly like New Orleans. I talked to a lot of people down there, a cop, as a matter of fact, who was on the Barrier Islands. And they came to the house. They survived the storm, stayed in the house, widespread looting going on a block away. This guy's a police officer. He's not a police officer in his town, but in a few towns away. They came with the National Guard at gunpoint, forced them out of the town. He said, "We're sitting in the back of a deuce and a half, driving away. I'm leaving all my guns home, watching all the looting going on two blocks away, wondering whether I'm coming back to anything or not." At gunpoint in America.
Wow.
Right in New Jersey. Yeah. Can't happen here.
No.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And this segment is brought to you by New Jersey's Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com.
You know, here's a perfect example on why $35 a year you should join NJ2AS.com. Because
Gun confiscation.
Once this tragedy is over, Frank and the guys from NJ2AS will be fighting again. They haven't stopped, but they'll be fighting these issues where they tried to confiscate guns in Asbury Park.
And it's still
and
Asbury
other
Park.
Towns.
They had you know, this
Correct.
Is the one that they threatened
Correct.
To have to arrest people.
Well, because it's through the whole core of mm-hmm. the system there with the prosecutor
right the
and the police
yep.
right to the bone. So
yeah.
to the marrow, as they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But NJ2AS.com, they're active, on the ground, relevant. You know, James K. for NJ2AS, they're organizing socials and writing contests for high school kids to win scholarships and everything. And remember, Frank Lautenberg passed the Lautenberg Law. So if you live in the other 49 right. states, please join NJ2AS. Go to our Facebook page on New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook. Frank and everybody is posting current stuff and topics and tips. So please show your support. Tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you and join NJ2AS, you cheap bastards.
And if you take a look at what's going on in Jersey with the gun confiscations, if we allow that to happen here, folks, in the Midwest and in the South and in the West, it's going to happen in your neighborhood, too, because this is under the microscope for gun control.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So you guys better listen up here, okay? Now, did you see there's tons of looting going on? South Jersey, Brooklyn, yeah. Coney Island, Jersey City, New York City, Hoboken, Bayonne. Cars are being broken into. Generators are being stolen. Change is being robbed out of cars. iPhones and iPads are being ripped off from people. The press is laying low with this because they want them to, because they don't want to start outrage or a whole fear thing going on.
That same copycat crap, giving him, I can only talk about certain things, but I was at the hospital the other day, and we had a group of meetings, and a lot was discussed about security with the medical center. It's a regional medical center and trauma center. And, I've got a little bit of experience in, disaster control and that sort of thing. And part of what we talked about was what happens after 72 hours. Mm-hmm. 72 hours after a disaster is, kind of a cakewalk. You're still, the public is still stunned. People are still, reeling from the storm. After that 72-hour period is when, what do you call them? they come out of the woodwork.
The shit bags.
Yeah. And the behavior of society changes incredibly.
Correct. Well, without a doubt. Look at the gas lines.
Right. Exactly. The minute you even hint at some sort of a rationing, everybody gets into that hoarding mentality. Well, I brought up the fact that there was going to be some, need for security, extra security at the medical center, and the powers that be decided, maybe not. So here I am walking through the hospital, and it was like they were pouring in the doors, plugging in iPhones and using bathrooms.
Just walking into the hospital and plugging into the sockets
and using bathrooms like they own the joint. Yeah, pretty much. In there, the worst part was when they started walking into patients' rooms and looting the patients' rooms. This sort of stuff happens. It was happening in New York. It happens all the time. The big strain against the system happens 4 days afterward, when people get out with their chainsaws and start cutting limbs off their own, not trees.
I love this.
The trauma goes through the ceiling. There's food spoilage that people think, this is probably still okay, and they eat it, and then they're poisoned. Which, by the way, if the temperature of the food has been above 40 degrees for more than 4 hours, get rid of it. So pretty much, if you're still out with power after 2 or 3 days, toss it.
I have a taste tester, so it's okay.
Yes, well, that's good. I know, you do.
I have a personal taste tester locked in my basement.
You still haven't unchained her, huh?
Oh, you had to say that. Do you want to talk about the criminals becoming savvy? You talked about how they raided the hospital.
Yeah.
These shitbags, remember flash mobs?
Mm.
There's been reports in South Jersey and New York.
Trenton,
where they're tweeting for looting.
Unbelievable.
And they're tweeting like, we're going to hit the 7-Eleven at 11:15 on the corner of Mercer and Hamilton.
And they all show up in one mass of
60,
crap.
70 people run into the 7-Eleven. Everybody grabs shit and they run out with it.
How do you defend against that?
You would need an auto-loading shotgun or...
or two.
Or three.
Yeah. Stacking them up like cordwood.
Nice.
Outside.
It's very hard to defend that.
Yeah.
Like, very hard to defend against that. I think that's just a total breakdown in our society, and it's almost indefensible today because it starts with the parents up.
Right.
And,
Right. But what's amazing is you take a look at exactly what we've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, for a year now, over a year. And we're talking about being prepared, and we're talking about the fact that the society breaks down. And when society breaks down, you really do need to be armed. You need to be prepared. You need to be aware of everything that's going on around you, because stuff like this happens out of nowhere, right?
We revert right back down to our basic animalistic tendencies,
yes, absolutely,
which is survival for us and our family.
Right.
I'm not sexist, but the women and children are looking at the man like, you're the provider.
Right.
Do something.
Yeah.
Our kids are hungry, cold, and thirsty.
Right.
Do something. something.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you, as the man, when you walk out of the front door of that house, you have to come back with results.
Right.
And if anything or anybody is in your way, you're going to see law-abiding citizens turn to the life of crime right quick. Why are people stabbing each other and beating each other over a gallon of gas in line with gas cans?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's not about the gas. It's I need to come home with this gas for the generator.
Right.
Otherwise, I am a failure.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What it's boiling down to right now.
And the male instinct kicks in, too. I was talking to one of the nurses over the hospital, and her husband said to her, husband's a cop, and he said to her, you know, I don't want to frighten you, but we've got to get a couple of bags together ready to go. I'll tell you what happened right after the
break. I want to hear it.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic, waldorfchiro.com. Dr. Eric, let me tell you something. I went to see the doc, had no power for like 5 days down in Bridgewater.
Ooh.
He's back in service running his chiropractic center. And I went to see the doc yesterday because carrying gas cans, carrying the generators, holding the 40-pound gas cans up, my back was killing me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay? I got out of bed. I was walking down the stairs. My wife's like, how old are you?
Hey, you know? Quasimodo when you're done with that.
And I went to see the doc, and he did a little thing, and I feel much better. I'm going to go back and see him after the election. But to either for a celebratory adjustment or a...
or just, I'm so depressed, I want to kill myself.
You know, every time I go, when he adjusts me, I try to pass gas, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. One time I had to force it, and I think I overtrusted that fart a little too much. But I apologize, Dr. Eric. So, Waldorf, WALDORFCHIRO.com in Bridgewater. Again, give your money to a pro-2A doctor and not an anti-gun doctor.
You talk about the trusting the fart too much. It reminds me of that... line from the bucket list. Remember that?
Yes.
There's three things you never should miss.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. Listen to some of the accidents, ladies and gentlemen. For most of our listeners, you know when you buy a generator and you read those stupid safety directions?
Stupid
and you go,
directions.
Man, that is stupid. Well, those directions were not pointed for you.
Yeah, they're there because somebody actually did this
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And so far that we know about, someone put a generator in a garage, caught fire, burnt the house down. Two young kids in Newark put the generator too close to the apartment window on the fire escape and they kept the window open for the wires, a vacuum effect starts. Yeah. What happens is the hot air goes, you know, the cold air runs in for the heat because heat rises, so it forms a vacuum, and they both died in their sleep. 18 and 19-year-old brother and sister in Newark died. We've had a few people catch fire. We've had a few people put generators in their house because they didn't want it to get stolen. You're going to have to lock them up. Detective Mac said they're stealing generators like candy. People are waking up in the morning and it's gone. Fairfield, New Jersey, which is right around the corner from here, they got the state police and county and Fairfield cops. They had to start a task force because an area of Fairfield is still out of power because of the looting and house robbery that's going on.
Wow.
All right. So they have a task force. Down in Mercer County in the Trenton area, they just uncovered that 13 crimes were committed by the same group of people the night of the storm.
Oh.
With 90-mile-an-hour winds, they broke into 13 houses that were evacuated. You piece of shit, low-life scum.
Were these the guys dressed in town workers' uniforms?
We had people dressed as utility workers.
Oh.
We had people dressed as water main workers saying the water main was broke coming
the scams.
In. You're getting
the scams
a ton of scams, including, and you know who you are out there, anybody who's gouging the helpless now by raising the prices of gas or food. Let me tell you something. I'd feed your ass feet first on slow into the shitbag-a-rator.
$6, $7 a gallon for gasoline.
It's not only that, but people in the inner cities were raising prices of milk and bread and eggs and all the basic necessities, okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Well, the governor's got a task force. That's something.
They've issued 75 subpoenas already.
Yeah.
You know, if your gas station's accused of gouging, the state takes it.
Really?
You'll lose it. They take it, and then they resell it or whatever.
Good.
You can't
they
raise the prices.
They should tie you behind the back of a car and drag you to the next gas station.
Jack, the owner of Foodtown, told me that you can't raise prices more than 10% during times of a national emergency or a disaster. Otherwise, it's considered gouging. I'll tell you what, our listeners out there, if anybody is caught gouging, we will spread the word that no one ever steps foot in their door or establishment again, because we're supposed to be helping each other out. Listen, you own a business. I understand you can't give away food and water for free all day, but don't be a jackass and take advantage of people. I mean, seriously.
Everybody's, you know, we're all business owners. We suffered a tremendous loss this week.
Do you know,
it's not going to stop yet.
It's been a week. I was out of power 36 hours, but my wife and I, we haven't been to the store yet to buy anything because we were that stocked up. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I had that much gas. I have 49 gallons of gas in cans, another 5 in a generator, another 16 in my old car. Both of my cars were topped off before the storm.
Right.
I probably had 125 gallons of gas because my only concern was the backup gas generator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cars and stuff, I don't care. You know, I'll use a bicycle if I had to.
Sure.
But I haven't gone to stand in a line for gasoline. I haven't gone to stand in a line for, you know, water or nothing.
Right. You're right.
Okay?
It's not that mad dash at the end. But, you know, it was funny. Did you ever watch what happens just before a storm, what people actually buy? The weird shit
bread, milk,
they
and
buy?
Eggs, right?
Yeah. Oh. Or frozen pizzas, things like that. Like, hello?
Not like you said, beef jerky would be a better choice.
Yeah, would be or something that's going to at least save.
And we want to talk about protecting your stockpile and your stores when we come back.
Right, and I got to get back to that story about that nurse.
We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
100% made in America lipstick bodyguard. So there's this nurse at the hospital, and her husband's a cop. That's unusual, right? And, you know, the husband says to her, look, I don't want to alarm you and the kids, whatever, but I want you to pack a bag, basically like a go bag, right? And she's like, oh, you know, I don't know what to do, you know. So she starts packing some stuff, and she looks over at her husband. He's got a Bowie knife, 400 rounds of ammo, you know, a pistol and all this other stuff. And she's got diapers and warm clothes. And
everybody has their priorities.
They have their priorities, and everybody's got their whole thing. And she said, don't you think he was being a little ridiculous? And I said, no, I don't think he's – that's his job. His job is to make sure that you guys are safe. And he's taken it very seriously. Your job is the mother. Your job is to make sure that your family is well cared for.
You know? I believe so. Let's see. I think we should talk a little bit about conserving our stores. And what I mean by that is my wife, I say all the time, women are a liability.
Ooh, yeah.
I heard my wife on the phone 45 times the first 3 days of disaster. Why don't you come over and stay with us? We have electricity, we have gas, we have heat, we have food. Well,
why don't you just put a sign on the front lawn?
but at what point do you draw the line? I had a neighbor ask me for 5 gallons of gas. I said no. Rob, who works for me, his next door neighbor asked if he could plug into his generator. Okay. He said no. He told the guy because the generator was at its maximum capacity, and you know he plugged one other thing in and it tripped, so he couldn't do it. But you know it's survival of the fittest, and this is where people start to get weird and funky now.
Well, dude, look what happened to me. I ended up taking my primary generator and giving it to my elderly in-laws.
Now, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, okay? Because I know, but
it's going to sound harsh. I
know it's going to sound harsh, but they're in their 80s.
Right.
Okay? Don't let your wife listen to the show, by the way. They're in their 80s, and you and your wife are in your late 40s. Okay? And it would be better if you guys had the generator or had them with you while you had the generator.
They wouldn't move.
Well, then you don't give them the generator.
I know.
I'm sorry.
What can you do? We're guineas, man.
I'm sorry.
We're Italian. What,
can you do? Don't they say on a plane when the oxygen mask falls, you're supposed
to put it
on your first
yes,
yourself
exactly.
before right. you give it anybody who needs assistance?
Absolutely.
Because if you're dead, you can't help anybody further.
Right. I know. And what I had was those two, I told you, we were laughing because we had those two deep cycle batteries with inverters on them, right? And you and I are the same way. You know, two is one and one is none. So I've got backup of everything. Well, what are the chances of two inverters crapping out at the same time?
It's doable. That's why you got to test and retest
in my case.
Everything.
Yeah.
Both inverters.
Both inverters crapped out. So now I've got nothing, you know, and they've got the generator there. Now their power comes on in like 24 hours. And it's a week now, and we just got water restored. We have no power, no whatever. And I ended up having to go out to Philly to hook up with a dealer out in Philly, a Yamaha dealer, to get another generator. And there it is. You're weakening your primary system.
Yes.
And it's just had, you know.
I have a plan in my house that involves my core family unit, not every friggin' friend and neighbor and extended family member.
Yeah.
So you have to draw the line. You know, a thread started on Gun for Hire Radio on Facebook. James Heatham started it about any lessons that we have learned. And here's a great quote from, let me see. What's this kid's name? He seems like a nice guy. I won't talk bad about him yet because I just
not yet.
Just
you
met
you
him.
Haven't met him yet, yeah.
Could you imagine I can't find this on this? Oh, here it is. John Paul McKenna wrote, his family teases him because he's Mr. Prepared. Okay? That's the problem. Everybody makes fun of us because we're prepared. And then when the shit hits the fan,
yep.
Can I come in? Yep. I have no heat. I have no water. Yep. I have no food. I have no this.
We go from that nut down the street to like your best friend overnight.
Exactly. Yeah. Now everybody wants to tough shit. I'm sorry. You know, if 2 or 3 weeks went by and, you know, people were saying they would like to have a better self-defense plan, another generator, maybe like beef jerky and some more shelf-stable products. You know, there's only so much canned goods you can eat,
you know. Right.
There's
fresh
great books on the subject. You definitely should have more gas stored. We're going to talk about this more, but you got to take care of your primary first.
Right. Absolutely.
You can't take care of the world.
And you can't bend. That's the whole problem.
I didn't bend.
Yeah.
I didn't bend.
Well, you know, it's tough sometimes when, you know, you got to make a choice between family, especially close family and stuff like that. And you know, I have a tendency to bend toward the weakest. And I
not
guess
me.
That's a,
not know, me. That's I've, I raised a drawbridge and that's it.
He does have a moat. I've been to his house.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And this segment is brought to you by David's Massage Oasis.
DMO.massagetherapy.com. If you are in Bergen County, Passaic County, Essex County, give David a ring. If you need a massage, want to give a massage as a gift.
Yeah.
He also delivers. They do parties.
And he does therapeutic massage,
too. They do therapeutic massage. With Sandy's really big on this therapeutic massage.
Yeah, it's great, especially for, you know, I'm a big believer in that as part of that holistic thing for people who are, you know, getting chemotherapy, that sort of thing. It's just, it's an amazingly good, effective way to raise the endorphins, you know, of somebody. They usually use less pain meds, that sort of thing, and it kind of eases them, and it's a nice thing.
The holidays are around the corner. DMO, massagetherapy.com. Mm. Some gift certificates from Dave.
Nice,
he's a pro gun supporter,
absolutely,
a strong two-way advocate.
He delivers.
He's always there
always
for us,
there.
So think about it, ladies and gentlemen, check him out. And again, he does that deep tissue massage that leaves you all beat up, and the therapeutic massages, as well as a multitude of other things. He works with salons where they come in and they do the whole, you know, beauty day for a party. It's a great thing. So
absolutely.
A great way to relieve stress and a great day, great way to just hang out.
And,
so.
You know, he's a graduate of New Jersey College of Medicine. So he didn't go like Harry's Massage School. Guy really knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and he's very passionate about it. So give him a shot, and he'll give you a shot like you can't imagine. Because when he massaged my back and my shoulder, I was like silly putty.
Nice.
Yes. So.
You know, what's interesting, a weird kind of thing that you don't think of. My wife is she's the executive director of one of the largest home care hospices in central Jersey, by the Jersey Shore. And as you've seen, if you've watched national news, most of what we have down there is gone. It's in the ocean. The ocean met the bay, washed away most of the barrier islands, devastated the area. It's still impassable.
It's a plight area.
It's absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely.
It's a houses look like toothpicks down there. There's boats piled up everywhere.
Boats
There's houses in the middle of Route 35.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's parts of Route 35 that have 7 foot of sand on them.
Yep.
And, you know, she has about 250 homebound patients. And when a crisis hits like this, one of the things that we don't think about is cell service going down, phone services going down. And in fact, on my way up here, I was only able to get to you if I went over to the hospital, or I was able to get you but going to the bridge that goes over the Raritan River and catching AT&T. All AT&T services were down for text and everything
else. I lost my AT&T service for 3 days in Morris County.
It's amazing. I have to kind of give a little shout out to the nurses who are involved, down there. I know for a fact that over a dozen of her nurses have lost everything. Their homes completely washed away, just disappeared, vanished into the ocean. Yet they're still there with these patients because the patients need them. And
isn't that amazing?
I don't even understand that kind of commitment.
Because you're selfish, that's why.
Yeah, I am. But, you know, I mean, that's why we go into the helping professions, though, I think. It's kind of weird, you know, like you talk about, it's that pull, that constant pull, you know, but cops, doctors, nurses.
Sure.
They're the ones who are going to give, and they're the ones who are going to get in trouble because they're going to give their last thing, you know. These folks, the men and women who are you know, delivering that hospice care and things, and many of them have had family members killed in this. They still are there. They're devoting their time. They're there. I mean, these patients need care 24 hours a day. Many of the roads were impassable.
Mm-hmm.
Some were getting in and out. Some of them had to be evacuated. Stories
horrible.
Of people coming out in bucket loaders, and here's the nurse trying to cover them over. You know, it's just
horrible.
Amazing.
Thank them all.
Yeah, and our hearts go out to the people who lost everybody and lost everything.
Literally everything.
Literally everything. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
So how interesting that our newest sponsor, Frank DeMayo, is a survival store.
Comes on 1 week ahead of this nonsense, right?
SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com on Route 10 in Whippany. I went up there.
Just don't go there today because he's wiped out.
He is wiped out. Give him a couple of days to restock up. Frank owns Get Out Safe New Jersey.
Yeah, great guy.
And I went up really there and smart. I spent a few hours with him. And he had games in stock.
Yeah, isn't
as
that
survival
cool,
stuff.
Right?
He had Uno and dominoes and chess and checkers.
I told you, he thinks of stuff he would never think of.
Yeah, he has some store. His basic necessities were all gone, okay?
Yeah.
Because people wiped him out. But he still had the extraneous stuff like pulleys and come-alongs. And, he thinks of everything.
Yeah.
His bailout bags have monkey wrenches and crowbars
in
them.
Right.
And he's got masks for radiation fallout and his
and
water.
And little pocket masks that you can keep in your pocket that'll get you through a fire like what happened in the World Trade Center.
Correct.
Right? You just gloom to your face and
correct.
Now you can get out without.
Now, he has a Facebook page, Get Out Safe New Jersey. And he also, his website is, I have it right here, SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com, and his Facebook page is Get Out Safe New Jersey. The name of the company is Get Out Safe, and Frank and his wife run the whole show there. And this guy's a 35-year volunteer fireman.
Veteran, yeah.
An EMT, also veteran, you know, and what a place he has.
Oh,
I spent
amazing.
Like 2.5 hours going through everything on the slat wall shelves that he has.
They were in classes there for, you know,
survival
for preparedness,
classes,
survival
CPR,
classes.
First aid classes, which is a great thing, first aid classes. But when you go in there, whatever your needs are, he'll tailor a bag for you.
Yep.
And for your other family members.
Did it for me. You know? He asked me a bunch of questions about my lifestyle, where we are, what we do, that type of thing, where, you know, what we have to get around. And he made suggestions I never, ever would have thought out. And I've been carrying a, you know, what do you call them? Bug out bags?
Bug out, bailout bag.
Yeah, we used to call them go bags. And I've been carrying that for, 30 years.
He has a tool that's like a fireman tool to pry open doors and stuff. And it's an emergency shutoff to shut off the gas line and the water line in your house.
How cool.
Who has that around?
Right, exactly.
Okay?
You don't have, nobody has
He has that tool that you can buy. So if you have to run downstairs and shut off the gas or the water main, it's the special tool for it so you don't strip it out or anything else like that. He has all of these little things that you would never think about.
Correct.
I'm walking around the store putting stuff on the counter. Before you know it, I got about 30 items on the counter. Okay?
Right. And think of that, us who were already prepared.
You just had so much more.
Yeah, just so much more. And you're looking at it like, oh, I need that.
It's so much better than an internet experience because he's right there.
Right. He can answer the questions.
He's not a pain in the ass. No. And he'll tell you straight out, I don't like this, but I like that.
Right.
I don't want you should use this instead of that. How old are your kids? Well, you should have this. He has animal supplies, dog and cat supplies.
Nobody thinks of their pets.
No, but he puts that in a bailout bag. He puts dog treats and dog foods and everything in a go
kitty
bag.
Litter, stuff like that. Yeah.
It's just phenomenal. And his store is so well stocked. But again, almost all the dehydrated stuff was gone.
I
was in there. People were walking in looking for generators and candles. He was wiped out of candles.
Yeah.
Okay. But people were looking for candles because half
of my
town.
And he's got beeswax candles so you can burn them inside.
You can burn them inside.
They're not paraffin candles.
Correct. But you don't have to worry about the black smoke and or anything
else. Or the
else.
Smoke and the toxic fumes. Yeah.
So unbelievable setup. So when you get a chance, check him out. He's on our sponsor page on Gun for Hire Radio.
He's right on Route 10 and what is that, Hanover, right?
Whippany, yeah.
Whippany.
We're going to be doing a show from his location in a week or two. We're going to set something up.
Oh, great.
Well, I want to talk to him once the store is fully stocked.
Yeah.
We're going to do a remote from there, and we're going to invite everybody up there to peruse around. Ainsley said he's already going to order some stuff. You know, talk about jumping the gun. The power went out literally in my town for 9 minutes, and I freaked out, and I went and ate a neighbor. Okay.
You do tend to get a little carried away.
And then the power came back on, and
you
to
felt
relieve
bad.
The stress, I went and took a bubble bath.
Well, that's good.
So.
Well, you were taking a bubble bath during the entire hurricane, weren't you?
Yes. I had nothing to worry about. It was really, other than a tree hitting my house or a house hitting my house, I didn't really worry about anything else because, again, I feel I was... I hate to use that term, overprepared, but I feel I was overprepared because I have natural gas, propane, and gasoline generators.
Right.
Okay. I have a 3,500 kilowatt inverter that hooks up to my car. I had about 125 gallons of gas. We have enough food to last 6 months unless my wife invites the entire county over.
Well, which is possible.
And John Seuss's marching band and whoever else is around. So I feel that I was in very, very good shape. We had tons and tons of water. I have freeze-dried food and everything. You know, but some of the people wrote on our page, they were short for batteries, pumps, small generators, coolers, a couple
coolers.
Of coolers, like
yeah.
a Max cooler. You know, everybody said they wish they had more guns and ammo. We talk about this all the time.
Right.
Okay?
What are you waiting for?
You need more ammo. You need
always
more ammo.
Ammo will get you anything you want.
You know, people like John McKenna was talking about, he might get a motorbike or, you know, something, cheap way to get around.
Right.
And that's not a bad idea.
You could get like an orange Vespa for like maybe $2,000 or something.
And
like that.
I have, by the way, I have, John McKenna, I have the hand crank Eton first aid radios, American Red Cross.
Yeah.
I have two of them with the hand crank on them, and I did an experiment. Now, I could listen to the National Weather Broadcast when my TV and everything was out. It took me a little less than 40 minutes to charge my iPhone from 20% to 100%.
Really?
All I did was, Sandy, while I was listening to the National Weather Service, sitting in a chair, I was cranking it at a regular speed, and in less than 45 minutes, it charged my iPhone up to full charge from
20%.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It has a USB plug on the back. It works on regular batteries. It works on solar. These things on Amazon are $40, okay?
Right. Yeah.
I happen to have two of them because, like we say, two is one is none.
Right.
And I had it on a lot. You know, after a while, you get tired of hearing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to charge devices. Now, I had generators, but I just wanted to see how long it would happen my generator. Now, you see all these people in New York and stuff plugging in the street and stuff for chargers. I don't have to do that.
Exactly.
I have all
trying
that.
To find charging stations. It's incredible, you know. And they're like, "Oh, I can't get on Facebook." Yeah. Well, there's a tree in your house.
You know, Ron Sousa said generator is key, but his townhouse association doesn't allow him. You could go with an inverter.
Really?
Yeah. They won't. Most townhouses won't allow you to have a generator.
A gas generator.
I think I would just hook it up and go for it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Ron, laws are done. Propane is quiet, and they think the 20-pound tanks. I would get a propane generator and throw it on my balcony or fire escape. And you know what? If they want to throw me out after the storm, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's a good chance if the disaster lasts more than a few months, I probably would have eaten all the association members anyway.
You start with the president of the association.
Exactly. So yeah. There wouldn't
kill him and fillet him.
There wouldn't be much left, you know, to vote on.
And you'd be the best guy around because you'd have him on a big smoker barbecue.
Yes.
You know?
I think everyone learned their lesson with gasoline this time. And people are going to be buying more cans of gasoline. Now, remember, if you don't have, I have a landscaper, so I don't mow the lawn or anything. If you buy 50 gallons of gas and the disaster's over and you want to get rid of it so you can get fresh gas if you forget to put stable, what you can do is go fill your tank up with gas and then drive home from work and put a gallon or two of that older gas in your car with a funnel and get rid of the gas that way, 1 or 2 or 3 gallons at a time. Don't put 10 gallons of bad gas in your new car.
No.
It probably won't run right. Yeah. But if you put a gallon or two of that older gas in your car, that's how you recycle it. Now, what I did was I had 7 gallons left the Saturday before Hurricane Sandy hit.
Right.
I burnt it up in my truck and my charger.
Oh, you put it into
And I went and got all fresh gas.
Okay.
Well, because I don't want to have no pole starting problems with my generators and stuff.
With 70 mile an hour wind. Yeah.
Exactly. So these are the things, if you don't have a wood stove or a pellet stove or a gas stove, you got to think about the types of food you're going to have.
Right.
Like beef jerky is great, but you got to think, anybody there with high blood pressure, start thinking sodium. Because all your canned and all your processed stuff is sodium out the wazoo.
Yes.
Now, if you go see Frank DeMeo at Get Out Safe NJ,
he's got low sodium.
He has low sodium stuff, and he'll tell you what's good. He has books on the counter that you can just read while you're there or buy them, and he'll hook you up for that, all right? A lot of people really got hit hard. Now, there's something else I wanted to talk about. We've had listeners, Sandy, whose guns got wet.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you need to have some type of water disbursement product. And one of our sponsors, Milcom. They're TW products.
Right.
If your guns got wet, you should take the wood off our grips immediately.
Right.
And the guns should be cleaned and oiled with some type of water dispersant. And Milcom, if you call up and ask for Glenn, Gordon, or Charlie, they'll hook you up.
They've
or
got
go
about
right
a gallon.
On their website.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you want to really clean and oil your guns up right away.
Right. You know, I mean, NRAGunCare.com, you hear them all the time, every single week. They've been sponsoring the show since the beginning. But they have their TW products that they sell in, what are they, about an ounce or so in the kit. They have them by the gallon, too. These guys supply the military.
Yes.
And this is the stuff that the military uses. Not only is it going to, it'll disperse the water, especially salt water. I have a cousin who is a police officer in Little Ferry, and they basically lost everything. I mean, this poor guy worked a double shift, came home, had a bite to eat, went to bed, woke up in the middle of the night and was like, what the hell was that noise? Went downstairs to find a flood coming through his entire first floor. They just about got out. The fire department came in with boats, got them out, but all his firearms were down on the first floor in the safe. So he's a perfect example of this. You know, he's got, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of firearms.
You know, that's you need to be thinking about that ahead of time.
Yep.
And that stuff should be in the high ground. You know, we had some, like, from Bob Chiappa wrote it on the Facebook page, instant coffee.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Instant coffee got us through the first week.
You know what else? This is something people don't think about, and I have two of them. Air mattresses. I have two queen-size air mattresses because a lot of people are sleeping, and that's a good one, Bob. Thank you. A lot of people are sleeping in front of their fireplaces or wood stoves or whatever, and there's only so many days you can sleep on the floor.
Exactly.
You know, and a couple of air mattresses are a really, really good thing to think about. Everybody's talking about hand-crank flashlights. I have a couple of those, too. Those are literally $9, $10, like Amazon.com.
Exactly, yeah.
They are like the best, man.
Yeah.
And you're not freaking out about D batteries, you know? A couple of cranks and you got a half hour's worth of light. People just don't realize.
And the solar flashlights too that you have.
And think about all of your condo and apartment dwellers in Hoboken and Bayonne in New York who are freaking out.
Right.
If everybody had a hand crank flashlight and everybody had a hand crank radio that could charge their phone,
have a cranking
half
party.
Of their problems, a cranking part, half of their problems would be over.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, where they have I can't use my cell phone. Even if your problems would be over,
right.
You know?
Right, exactly. Especially in today when we're so dependent upon electronic equipment. You know, and then when the infrastructure breaks down, you know, down where I live, the infrastructure is gone. We don't have 911 service. It's still a week.
It's on your own service.
Yes,
not 911. It's on your own service.
Absolutely. And, you know, I listen to the scanner at nights, and all you have is just constant break-ins. And, you know, weren't we talking off the break about somebody dialing 911 and getting a busy signal?
Yeah, they in Caldwell, I just was at a gas station, and a woman asked me for a business card because her sister was visiting from Florida, and her sister was telling them how in Florida everybody carries guns, and they were anti-gun. And then 1:30 in the morning, the second day after the storm in Caldwell, someone was trying to break into their front door, and all of a sudden they became pro-gun.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't have one.
Oh.
And they called 911 and got a busy signal.
Yep.
Okay, because the circuits were overloaded.
Right, exactly.
And the wife said, my husband and I were really scared, and we didn't know what we were going to do if they broke into our door. And they started screaming, and whatever it was went and robbed somebody else somewhere else. They couldn't see outside. It was pitch black.
They didn't steal
the
Prius
no
or anything?
Power. No, they didn't steal their Prius with the Obama sticker on it. But here you go. Here's the mindset. These people, head and ass, the police are going to protect us.
Right.
Now, here it is, 1:30 in the morning, Wednesday night, after Hurricane Sandy, and there's someone trying to break in your front door that you can't see,
right?
And you call the police, and the police aren't coming.
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
All of a sudden, now you want a gun.
Yeah.
Interesting. So she told me that story this morning, by the way. And how many others are there going to be?
Oh, man. That's exactly what happens. That's what turns a lot of anti-gunners. What do you say all the time? The only difference between an anti-gunner and a pro-gunner is one mugging.
One mugging. That's all you need. Now, all of a sudden, burn them at the stake.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how apologetic we could be when it happens to someone else. But when it's us, there's no quarter.
Right.
Right? It's amazing, right?
It's
amazing. Like, you know, like, there's people out there listening to me, and they're appalled when I say we should have filled the whole first floor to prison. Have you ever been a victim of a violent crime?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a shotgun put in your face? I have.
Yeah.
Have you ever been stabbed? I have.
Right. So,
have you ever had possessions robbed from you?
Yeah.
I have. I had a car robbed. I stared at the empty spot for an hour, like I said.
Yeah.
And I had a motorcycle, a Harley motorcycle engine, and a shitload of accoutrements robbed out of a garage of mine.
Wow.
Okay? And I remember sitting on a milk crate in disbelief for like 4 hours, wondering what the hell happened and how did this happen. That feeling of violation.
Yep.
So you know what? We could have packed all those shit bags in that first floor. I would have pumped water in.
Make them go out and scrub the streets. But there's a tidal wave. Exactly. Bring a big mop.
This is a great idea. Now, see, Sheriff Joe would use change gangs to clean up
would.
The shore.
Absolutely.
Give them all shovels. Let them shovel and clean.
Let me tell you, I was on my way back from Trenton last night, and I passed a caravan of Department of Correction vans who were taking prisoners out to the Barrier Islands to work. Now, I don't know if that's a good idea, bad idea. I'm not sure what the prisoners
I think if you put them all in pink and chain them together by the neck, it's a good idea.
By the neck.
Yes. Give them all like 6 inches
apart
from each
other. Well, that's what Sheriff Joe does, right? Everybody's in pink.
And they're chain gang. They're chained at the ankle.
Very nice.
But yes, I believe that we should use them. Why not?
They're
just sitting around now anyway. We're babysitting them, son of a...
Come back and give...
bitches.
Something back for a change.
You know, look at this whole gas crisis. How many cops are being utilized there where they should be doing something else?
Right, exactly.
Maybe New Jersey will learn from this.
Well,
maybe my neighbors will learn from this and not expect to be dependent on me because they ain't getting shit.
Sadly, Aunt, we have a very short memory, don't we?
You know, for you people out there, we have a NRA and a gun for hire home defense shotgun course.
Woo!
If you're not into handguns, you might want to try that. We're running it at Cedar Grove in
a
couple of weeks.
Even if you are into handguns.
We are offering handgun, rifle, and shotgun classes across the state, as well as Utah and Florida non-resident CCW classes. We have our Be Prepared class. We have our Use of Force class. We have it all. You want to come in? You want to see what it's really like? Those people in Caldwell?
Yep.
I told that woman, her and her husband, husband, after they get their gun, they should come and take our home invasion simulation course, Sims 1, and let's see how they deal with it.
I've been through that thing.
Okay,
so you want to get your blood running.
We got a ton of classes right now for the whole winter. We have Gun for Hire cigars, baby.
Yeah, nice.
And the 60 cal.
60 cal.
And we have gift certificates for the holidays. What a better gift. The only better gift certificate would be like for David's Massage Oasis or Get Out Safe. Or all three.
All three.
That would be a nice gift certificate combo. And a Milcom cleaning kit and water dispersing kit would be a great way to go.
Absolutely.
I want to tell everybody again, thank you for all your help, for all of our listeners. My hearts go out to you and your family. I hope everybody's okay. For our linemen and emergency response personnel,
thank you again for what you do for all of us.
Thank you.
Well, you've apparently done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Be safe. I hope your power gets on soon. I hope mine gets on soon. See you next week. My home is a bed.